Hi, this is Allison Gingras, host of A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, your on-air book club. A Seeking Heart features daily live discussions, weekly giveaways, and author interviews. We don't just review books, we share them, and you're invited to participate by calling in or posting your comments on social media. The best part, no reading necessary. I got you covered. Please visit A Seeking Heart show page on breadboxmedia.com for showtimes and featured books. Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. I cannot believe we are at the last show of 2016, closing up 2 years of A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. And I first want to start with wishing you a Merry Christmas. We are in the Christmas season. I hope that your season has been filled with love and joy and happiness and hope and all of those wonderful things that make this season just so merry and bright. I know, cliche and goofy, but that's who I am. I hope also that your birthday wishes, well, Jesus's birthday wishes, but your Christmas wishes all came true. I hope it was healthy and happy. I got lots of squirrels, got some new squirrels to love. My husband gave me one that makes squirrel noises. Thank you, Bass Pro Shops. And my goddaughter and her family sent me a squirrel in underwear for my Christmas tree. Yep. Be careful what you post. I posted it making fun of it, and now I have one hanging proudly on my Christmas tree. My friend Kathy gave me a beautiful bangle bracelet, like those that kind of, what do they call, Alex and Ani type bracelets. It isn't one, but it's like that with a squirrel and a heart on it. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. It's just so sweet. And my friend Jennifer sent me a wonderful squirrel scarf. So it's been a very squirrely Christmas, one that I'm very grateful for and happy to that the Lord has blessed me with so many wonderful friends and family in my life. We're going to spend today wrapping up this year, 2016, with a look into 2017, our revolution show. No, try that again. A resolution show. I have done this for many, 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 many years. I make 10 lists of 10 things that I want to change, try, or improve on. And I've done this for many, many years. In fact, it was even featured in Family Fun magazine many years ago when I was a young mom. And reading Family Fun, I wrote in and shared this idea that I had to write 10 lists of 10 things. And the lists are pretty simple. And, you know, they don't change much from year to year. Some of the items on them change. But the concept itself doesn't change. In fact, that's part of the fun, is going back and looking over the years and seeing what you changed, what you didn't change, what, you know, what's still on the list and not getting improved upon or taken out of your life. But it's just a way of kind of planning for the year ahead, giving the Lord, for me, it's always giving this to the Lord, kind of spending some prayer time, some quiet time with Him, and really seeking His will for my life. Like, what is it, Lord, that you want me to do? What is it you're calling me to? Where have I fallen short in the last year? Where could I be seeking you and doing better? And it's fun. Just going to be honest, it's just downright fun. So not only am I going to talk about it today, but I decided that during the next 6 weeks or so, I mean, it's probably 10 weeks or so. Yeah, 10 weeks or so. I'm going to feature a list each week on my blog. So maybe you'd like to go over to reconciledtoyou.com and sign up for the email, because I'm going to also finally start launching the Reconcile to You newsletter. That's been sitting on my list forever. I'm not going to get to every 10 list of 10. Some of them are a little personal and or boring to anyone that's not me. We're going to look at finances, 10 things in my finances I want to change, try, or improve on. Of course, my health. Being a healthier me. This is kind of a weird one. I'm not sure many people have this one, but cleaning, decluttering, and home projects. I spent most of this Christmas week cleaning, and it's been wonderful. I hope that this time has been, the Lord has been preparing me to have more time to work on some of the things that I never get to, because I feel like I'm always kind of unburying, literally sometimes, from things. We're a family of five in a very small home, and it just feels like there's always a project or something to be done. So I tried to use this week to really get organized, and I've done a pretty good job of it so far. There's still a few more things, as you'll see, on that list. But I'm pretty excited to have this this kind of freedom to give more time to the Lord and to my publishing project, which is really my prayer and my hope for 2017. My ultimate goal is to see Catholic 24/7 faith scriptural faith sharing books hit the market in Easter week 2017. Also, we have 10 mindsets or strongholds that I want to have freedom from. I want to renounce. That's a new one for my list. Sometimes I talk about, you know, different 10 things I want to change about myself, but I think that these aren't so much character flaws as they are mindsets not history, but just habits. There's the word. Habits that my brain has kind of just held on to and has been afraid to let go of. I think sometimes we feel like there's this comfort in our old habits and our own mindsets. And it's hard. It's really hard sometimes to give those up. So I have 10 mindsets or strongholds I wish to renounce and ask the Lord's freedom from. 10 spiritual goals. Well, of course. And that took almost 2 pages. I have this in my bullet journal. If you don't know what bullet journal is, it is this really cool way of organizing yourself. You number each page, and in the front of it, you have an index. And that's really the big difference between a normal calendar or journal and a bullet journal. And then there's also other elements to it, but basically you number the pages and then you can find what you've put in it. So I keep my daily, I have every month, January, obviously January through February, just, you know, two month year. I hope I have a 12 month year, please Lord. I have it one through whatever, how many days in the month. And then I have kind of my general schedule that people I'm sure are used to. And then I have a daily to-do list. You know, Monday I'll have the things I really want to get to. And now I've added in here, these goals for the year, and I have them numbered and I can turn to them. I can find things. That's that's what I love so much about the bullet journal, is that I've always had journals and I always write in things, but I can never find where I put it. Like, which journal is that in? What page is it on? Cause once you start rolling in a journal, they just become endless pages. But the index is really the game changer, being able to know what page it's on so you can go back and read it. So I'm kind of excited about that. But this one, spiritual goals, took me 2 pages. Be kind to others. This is another one. I kind of renamed it, but I've always had, like, how do I give back? Ways that I can volunteer or donate or whatever. And this one I'm kind of basing on the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, which is finishing up the year of mercy. And I spent a lot of time that year talking about, writing about, I mean, created a class for the Diocese of Providence on this corporal and spiritual works of mercy. So I put 10 ways that I can live those out. And the 4 that I'm still working on and I haven't gotten to yet, because usually don't even write these till January 1st. It's kind of my New Year's Day thing to do, is I'll have 10 books I want to read. I kind of did a tentative list. Of course, we know me, I'll read way more than 10 books, but these are maybe the books that I've been wanting to get to. For instance, Dark Night of the Soul, St. John of the Cross. That's kind of what started me wanting to do that list. These are not books I probably won't talk about on here, but they will be books that will definitely influence my year ahead. I only really read Catholic books. It's not like the other books don't have merit and I don't like them. I just feel like I have limited time and I want to fill my time with the things that I love. And I love my Catholic faith and I love Catholic books. So that's how I have decided to spend my year, is reading, of course, more Catholic books. So I'll make a list of 10 books that I want to make sure that I get to. And then, of course, as the new ones come in or things catch my eye or themes come up on the show, we will be looking at those too. 10 ways I want to be a better parent. I'm always working to be a better parent. Like, there's, you can think that you've kind of gone so far and you've messed up and there's no more and you kind of don't have a second chance, but the God, we have a God of second chances, and it's never too late. I can't change the past, but I can certainly embrace today and make better the future. And for me right now, I'm writing a care note for Abby Press, very blessed to be doing so. And it's called tentatively Good Enough Parenting. And, you know, for me right now, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to look at the mistakes I made, embrace them, but move on without regret. Regret is not helpful. Regret does nothing. But knowing that God's mercy is endless and that He forgives me for them, then I need to forgive myself. But the grateful thing I am for the Lord and for what He does with our mistakes is that He uses them to good, to make us better. And two other ones I won't be talking about, but I'll be making a list of, is 10 people I want to connect or reconnect with. You know, those people that we keep on track with Facebook, but we never get to see them face to face. I have a list of that as well. And 10 business or ministry goals. Again, those are from me and God, and you'll, I hope you see some of them come to fruition, but I really wanted to focus today on the ones that are kind of more universal. Finances, health, spirituality, mindsets that we need, that spiritual resilience. Robert Wicks's book, that was so phenomenal, just really got my mind thinking about these things that I need to renounce. I need to let go. I need to be a better me, because the Lord has created me to be all that I can be. And if I'm spending my time wallowing in these behaviors and thought patterns that keep me kind of stuck, then I'm not living in the freedom that Jesus came to give me. So much to talk about. Please stay tuned. We are listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Thank you so much for spending 2016 with me. I'm so grateful for you. This opportunity to get to know you, to spend time, everyone that's written in and are called in. It's such a joy to get to know you and to know I'm not on this journey alone, and how much we have in common. That just makes me laugh. And it's such a, it truly is. I mean, not to be cliche, but such a joy truly to be able to talk to you about God and how much He loves you and all of the different ways that we're called to be Catholic 24/7, that we're called to be Catholic in our everyday, ordinary lives. And I hope that this show, A Seeking Heart, and me, little old Allison Gingras, have been a blessing to you, that the Lord has used me to talk with you and to share with you whatever it is you've needed to hear. And we hope 2017, we continue with that. We're going to be a lot more personal in 2017, continuing the books, but really in a kind of a different way. As I've mentioned, it's going to be a lot more about that Catholic in our everyday, ordinary lives. And books are definitely a part of it, but that prayer, sacrament, and scripture kind of element is going to be definitely much more in the forefront. Be working on these books, going to be having some of the authors on in the Catholic 24/7 publishing realm that we're working on, this new company, and all the different ways that they're going to bring to the table the way the Lord is touched their hearts. And every day is bringing Him closer. So that's going to be our journey for 2017. Super excited about it. I think it is exactly what a seeking heart means. It's a heart that is constantly in search of God. And we have, as St. Augustine said, that God-sized hole in our heart. And you can't fill it by just once in a while, or, you know, turning to God. Like, think about Christmas and Easter. Now, going to God twice a year is not going to fill that God-sized heart, hole in your heart. It is every day, every moment we need to be seeking Him. And He is in the everyday ordinary. And we're going to talk about today some of the ways that in our everyday life, finances, health, work, ourselves, you know, who we are and who we want to be, like those of being a parent. I'm not going to talk about that today, but I will be in a future show. This is what God wants us to know, that it's not setting aside special time for Him only. That's important. And that's a blessing for us. That's not a chore. That's a blessing. But that He's in every moment of every day. And I have to tell you that He never ceases to absolutely knock my socks off. Let me just tell you what happened while I was away from the live shows for a couple of days. My husband and I, for every year, for the month of December, do a novena to St. Andrew. It's called the Christmas Novena. I've mentioned it a few times on here. A beautiful chaplet from Allison Kenyon, Rosaries by Allison, but just the right way, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, Rosaries by Allison. I bought a beautiful St. Andrew chaplet to pray along with my husband. And you do the same prayer every night for November 30th through Christmas. And you pray, we pray it together. There's two parts to it. He does the first part. I do the second part. You say it 15 times. And, you know, I'm not one of those who's like, prayers are magic elixirs. They're a magic potion. I think it's a time where we make this sacrifice of time. We give our attention to the Lord and we give Him our prayer request in a very specific and mindful way, a very mindful way. That's what I like about novenas is they teach us patience. They teach us sacrifice. They teach us persistence. So for 30 days, we prayed the St. Andrew Novena. My prayer was for financial, says, loving Father that knows what we need. And He doesn't just give it to us. He doesn't just hand it over. But like all good fathers, He wants to teach us lessons. He wants to teach us how to trust in Him, how to make better choices. He is a loving, good, good Father. And okay. So for us, our biggest issue really here is finances. It's debt. It's trying to unbury from where we've been buried for a long time. And I came into my marriage with credit card debt 27 years ago. I used credit cards as my drug of choice. I used shopping as this way of appeasing my heart when it hurt. And those hard habits are really hard to change and they become a part of you. Addiction is not easy to break. I have addiction to food. I have addiction to shopping. And I think the word addiction is a good word. I don't think it's, lightly to use that word. I think that word makes sense in my circumstances and in most people's circumstances. I think that to say, oh, I just like food, I don't think it gives food too much power. But when I say it's an addiction and I know that I need to rise above it, and I need God in it, it gives me the power to overcome that. So for the last year, thanks to the Beans, who, by the way, will be here January 4th, our first live show back for January 2017. We're going to be with the Beans, Managing Money, Manage Your Money God's Way. They have a show here on Breadbox Media, Campus Catholic. Yes. Catholic Compass Ministries. We talked with them last year. Their study guide is what really helped me kickstart my journey from financial dependence to financial independence. I'm still so not there. Still had a problem on Friday. I had to run to the bank. The difference between last year and this year is that I ran to the bank, but I had money this time to put in. But we'll talk about that when the Beans are here on Wednesday, January 4th, when we go back to live shows in the new year. So excited for that. But the Lord, again, is good and faithful and incredible. And the Fidelity trucks and Keeping Promises trucks, they keep coming. So we just really praying this and asking the Lord for help. Out of nowhere, we were given money specifically to pay down our debts, to start what's called a snowball on our credit card debts. This gift actually paid off 7 of my credit cards. Now, here's the difference from before being given money and this time. This time, the money was given specifically to do the snowball, which means you pay off the littlest credit card, and then you keep snowballing, you know, the minimum amount that you paid on that credit card, you then add it to the next, to the next, to the next, and you just wipe out this credit card debt. The Lord knows my brain so well, because He created it, and He knows, you know, I've talked about how I got into Bible study with somebody gave me a book, and then I felt like this obligation to go. Well, now I feel like this obligation to actually conquer my debt. So I'm going to pay off all 7 credit cards. There's still, sadly, about 5 more after that. And that's the big ones. These are the little ones. But now we're going to get into the big ones. But it just amazed me, God's goodness, His mercy, His incredible love for me to give me this opportunity, but He didn't hand it to me overnight. Like, this problem's been going on for a while, but He gave me an entire year to learn how to budget, to track, and I'm not great at it. So that's part of my list for 10 this year, is to get better at tracking everything I spend, to set up a budget and stick to it, to really give this to God. And again, we'll talk about that on January 4th when John and Evelyn Bean, Manage Your Money God's Way, Breadbox Media, they have that show on Saturdays, is going to be here. And we're going to spend a lot more time focusing on this plan, this list of 10 for 10. And just the idea that maybe next Christmas, I will actually have a Christmas that we spend it on with cash. And at the end of it, there's no credit card debt hanging over my head. That's pretty amazing. And the fact that the Lord sent this, really, this angel to share, like, so generous, like, just an incredible generous gift, and I hope that I can pay that forward someday. We come back, we're going to look at how to be a healthier you. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingrich here on Breadbox Media. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app. Change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingrich here on Breadbox Media. We're having a resolution show, 2017, the resolution show, ending 2 years of shows here at A Seeking Heart and getting ready for 2017. So grateful to have you along. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you've been here for a while, so happy that you're sticking it out, because this is a journey. It's not overnight that we're going to get our lives aligned where God wants them to be and where He wants them to be with Him. And it's not fun alone. We don't want to do this alone. We want to know that there's others on the similar journey, on the same path, struggling right along with us. Oh, my biggest struggle is with the English language. Yeah, see? Point taken. So we're talking today about my infamous list of 10 lists of 10 things that I want to change, try, or improve. I don't think that you could always talk about all these things I want to change, because end up this 10 list of 10s is 100 things in the end that I want to accomplish in 2017. And I've been doing it for quite a long time. It used to be my Christmas Eve, my New Year's Eve kind of, like, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day activity, because for many years it was just Kevin and I here on New Year's Eve, and he is not a late night man. So he'd be asleep by 10:30 I'd be alone. And it kind of just came from that, like, where do I want to be? Where do I want to go? And it used to be this contemplation thing, but now it is definitely a prayer. I spend time with the Lord asking, where do you want me to be at the end of this year? Where have I fallen short? Where have I succeeded? What do you want me to do more of, improve on, change, or try? So last year, as you know, a lot of health things have been going on, and I'm so thrilled to look back and see what things I've been able to accomplish, walking more, losing weight. One of my goals is, I always have a weight goal. Like, we should have a weight goal. There's a weight that's healthy for us. You know, people are like, oh, don't get stuck on a number on a scale. Well, I kind of do, because if I don't pay attention to this number on the scale, I lose track. And I've seen, like, that's not healthy for me. My back hurts. My hips hurt. I have, you know, food allergies. So I have to pay attention to the scale. I have to pay attention to what I eat, more mindful eating. So there's a couple things I want to go through this list. The first is, I want to be a part of Mary DeTouris House. She's doing a movement, this Cravings. Her book is Cravings. We covered that, I think, 2 years ago, 2015. It's where I really started to pay attention to my weight and trying to be a healthier me. Since then, I've lost about 20 pounds. Part of my goal this year is to get to my goal weight, which is 9 pounds away, which is kind of exciting. I haven't been that close in a very, very, very long time. I'm 4 pounds away from my Weight Watchers goal, which means I get to go for free, which is also part of my financial goal. My health insurance pays for 3 months. So at the end of 3 months, April 1st, if I'm not where I need to be and going for free, that'll be the end of my Weight Watchers journey for now, but I'm pretty optimistic that in 3 months I can lose 4 pounds, especially when it's the new year. There's always that kind of extra pep in our step to kind of be motivated to become a healthier me. I'm not really sure what Mary's going to be doing in this Cravings group, but I'm excited. I'm going to put the link. I'm sure I'll be talking about it next week or the week after, because actually next week we only have 2 live shows, Wednesday and Thursday. I have the Beans here on Wednesday. And for my anniversary show, January 5th, I have Lisa Hendy, who is my first guest back in 2015 January. She was my very first live interview, and she's just such a good friend, and we've been kind of just journeying together through catholicmom.com. this year she included me in the Catholic Mom Prayer Companion book, so she's just been such a great mentor and friend, and so I couldn't think of anybody better to spend my anniversary, my Seeking Heart anniversary, with than Lisa Hendy, who will be here January 5th. And then we're off I'm going to start taking Fridays off for January to work on my book. So please keep me in your prayers as I spend a little more time and effort finally making this dream come true. It's part of my professional goals. And more importantly, this whole publishing thing, Catholic 24/7. So if you got a little extra time for prayer, I need mentorship, some investment, some time, some writing, and a whole lot of God's grace. God's grace more than any of it. So we have this weight loss goal. I want to get down to the healthy weight. That is my BMI, puts my BMI under where it's supposed to be. And I also want to keep up the walking. I've been really successful in the last 2 years of walking. Still doing my rosary walk around my yard. I do not care how silly I look. I do not care what other people think, because I know it's making a difference. And it's part of my spiritual goals, that I love how these all intermingle. You know, this time that I spend outside walking, and I'm in a safe place, so I don't really have to spend too much time being aware of my surroundings, it gives me more time to be aware of God. And I pray the rosary when I walk, and I spend time talking with my guardian angel and with the holy souls in purgatory, and with intercessors, my saint intercessors. I'm not walking alone. I have pretty much a whole, just, you know, posse along with me. And it's such a great blessing. And in that is also come this weight loss and this healthier me, like those pains and aches, that left side pain, that right side pain, because I'm finally, you know, embracing the fact that I cannot have gluten, I cannot have dairy, I'm not cheating. I'm really staying on task and focused, and I'm walking. And I feel like that's helped me with that lovely menopause thing that's happening. I still have the eczema going on, but you know what? Of all the crosses in the world, I'm okay with these. They're my crosses. God never makes them heavier than I can handle. And they keep me dependent upon him. We see in 1 Corinthians 12, you know, your grace is enough. Paul has a thorn in his side. Three times he asked the Lord to take it. The Lord doesn't. Why? Because he wants Paul dependent on God. Not because God is this power hungry, everyone needs to bow to me. No, because he's a loving father who wants us to turn to him and to let him support us and carry us in this life. I mean, as a parent, I know that I always want to do my best to make things better for my children. And when I have that opportunity, it gives me great joy. It gives me such joy to help my children and for them to be dependent on me. I didn't have children just to give birth and walk away. I want to be a part, active part of their life, and I want to continue to be needed and to help them. And God is, we're made in his likeness and his image. And if we as humans have this desire to be so connected and to do for our children, how much more? And how much more can he do, right? I might be able to pay for driving lessons or, I don't know, braid your hair, but God can do infinitely more, as he has shown with all the blessings that he's brought. So to keep walking, and I've been hiking, which is crazy. I can't see myself doing it in the spring or the summer. I'm not a bug girl, ain't gonna be out there with mosquitoes, but I really am enjoying my winter and fall hikes with my husband. Who knows? I might find that I don't want to give them up once the good weather comes. I also want to find fun ways to get activity in. I have this Wii that sits there, and there's a pile of games next to it that are meant to get me moving. Wii Fit, Wii Boxing, the dance party sensation, and even a slalom game. It's Olympic thing, and you can do all kinds of different Olympic activities with this Wii thing, and it makes you move. I have the board, and I'm going to try it because I think that'd be fun and something my whole family can do. Kevin needs to get healthier. Faithy loves playing the Wii with us, so it will help me with my other goal of being one of my 10 ways I want to be a better parent, is to give my kids and my family more time. I am by nature a workaholic. I prefer to be engaged in some kind of work activity, writing, reading, social media marketing, right? It's fun. I enjoy it. I love bringing God to people. But God's also reminded me that the people I need to bring God to are also sitting inside my home. And there's an old saying, like, don't trip on the Jesus at your own doorstep trying to bring Jesus to others. Like, you need to also be home and bring God in your own four walls. And so, you know, and intermingling all these things, plus I bought them and they're sitting there. They should be used. I'm going to try to track everything. This is a big goal for me, tracking money, tracking food, tracking my steps, getting that Fitbit back on my wrist, and getting more rest. You know, this might seem silly. Most people look for an 8-hour sleep. I'd be happy with 6 hours. I'm like 5 or less a night, but I think I would feel better and definitely be doing better physically and mentally, emotionally, if I got more sleep. And about 6 hours is all I can take. I'm just the kind of person. And that kind of goes into another goal we'll talk about when we get back, is my mindsets and my strongholds. Still dealing with the fatalism that I kind of live, the doom and gloom mentality, my fear of failure, which is also a little bit of a fear of success, my envy, my jealousy, regret from the past, anxiety, gossip, procrastination, and this kind of split personality of the public Allison and the Allison in her family dynamic. And I don't mean just my close family, but my extended family. We come back, we have much more to talk about on this Resolution Show. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. So, you know, focusing on the spiritual goals is really how I will help myself conquer those things that I worry about, like the doom and gloom mentality. Like, even making these goals, the whole time I'm thinking, well, that's if I'm alive at the end of the year. And it's so not the way that the Lord wants me to think. He's come to give me life and give it to me abundantly. And even if at the end of this year I'm still not here, I'm hopefully going to be in heaven. And I have to stop thinking about death as a punishment and recognizing death as a reward that comes up every time I pray. But yet I still have this very fatalist, anxious, ridden, worry wart mentality that the Lord really wants to free me from. And the last time I went to confession, one of the things that was told to me was to renounce, you know, to, in the name of Jesus. So there's three parts to renouncing, and I'm just going to move on to the spiritual goals after this, but this is definitely part of it. So if there's something that you're really battling this year, you know, if you're tired of being anxious, if you're tired of thinking the, you know, when's the, not being able to be happy because you're worrying for the next shoe to fall, you're afraid, you know, to let your kids out of the house, something bad's going to happen. You're a germaphobe like myself. You don't want to touch anything because you're afraid you're going to get sick and you're going to become incapacitated or you're going to pass away. And these are all things that the devil uses to squelch the joy that the Lord wants for us, to turn our lives from where they're supposed to be to this point of you're a prisoner. You're a prisoner in your own mind, in your own body. And so there's three parts to this that is so powerful. And I'm so thrilled that this priest told me about it because I'd read about it, but I wasn't really sure if this was part of the Catholic faith. I sort of knew it was, but anyway, this is beautiful. And I'm so thrilled. I got it in confession. And I believe that the priest sitting there is in persona Christi. He's in the person of Christ. And then that advice that he's giving me sound really feels like the Lord's reached out, because I had this question going in. And so God's sentences don't lie. If you're thinking something and it's a very reliable source that comes with the answer, trust that the Lord is behind it. So the first thing is to acknowledge what it is and to say, I renounce. So I renounce, and then acknowledge what it is, the spirit of doom and gloom. And then the third part, most important, is in the name of Jesus. And he said to say it out loud, because the spirits, you don't want the demons reading your brain. You don't want to invite them into your soul. You want to build up a wall so they can't come in. They don't have that power that God has. They're not omnipresent. They're not omnipotent. They're not any of those things. They're angels, like the guardian angel. The guardian angel can speak to you from in your soul because you've let them in. You don't want to let these spirits in. So you say it out loud. I renounce the spirit of whatever it is. For me, it's, you know, fatalism, anxiety, regret, envy, procrastination, and then add to it in the name of Jesus. And I'm really going to work harder this year to be the Allison I am in my heart and in my ministry and in my family, my close family, to beyond that. You know, the hardest part during the holidays is being with people who knew you before. You know, I have had a great, huge reversion from, and a conversion of heart. And every day is a conversion. That's what we're called to. That's a life of Christ is called to everyday conversion. And yet I find myself during the holidays back with my family who knew me when reverting right back, you know, give me a couple glasses of wine. I don't get drunk, But I definitely, my defenses go down, my ambitions go down, and I find myself, I was like swearing on Christmas, that we have called fake Christmas, the day after Christmas, we get together with some family. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just dropped an F-bomb in front of my mother. What the, who am I? And like, I did it like in a joking way for the kind of, you know, that, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think, but just, you know, to the shock factor. There it is. The shock factor. And then afterwards I thought, that's just stupid. Like, why? Like, grow up. It's time to let that person go. I'm always trying to make people laugh, and it's hard for me to make my family laugh in the way that I now communicate with people, because they are still expecting me to be that old Allison who was crass and irreverent. And I need to work really hard to accept who I am now and not go back. And then to do that, again, I need to live these spiritual goals. First and foremost, and it's going to happen today, I'm going to confession. I am going to confession. I am not going to let a month go by without going and giving the Lord the things that I am sorry for, to give him my heart and ask for his forgiveness. So bi-weekly confessions is on my list starting today. I'm putting it on the calendar so I can keep track. When was the last time I went? And I'm also going to include in my bullet journal a page for those times that I've fallen short, temptations I've given into, sins. And there I'm going to be able to give better confessions. And not to mention, it's going to be really fun fodder reading when I'm gone for my family, if anyone ever goes through these and reads them. I do have one friend that asked me for all my journals in my will so he can champion my cause to sainthood. I thought that was the sweetest thing ever. You know, we're all called to sainthood. It's part of our baptismal call. It's part of should be in every one of our hearts, our desire to be saints. And I just thought that was so cute that he was willing and interested in championing the cause. He's much younger than I am. So odds are, and God willing, because he's a dad of four, and I'm sure they're not done yet. So really quite a blessing. Anyway, so I'm going to keep this journal and I'm going to write so that I know when I, because, you know, a good examination of conscience every night, conscience should be done every night. And I'm going to start journaling that. Prayer. So, you know, for me, prayer, sacrament, and scripture, that's the foundation. So my goals, my spiritual goals, my 10 lists of 10 things I want to change, try, or improve on include the foundation of prayer, sacrament, and scripture. I want to pray and I want to make more time each day for it. Like, I do pray throughout the day, and that's important, but to actually give God like a mindful moment in the day, very first thing, I think, is the most important time. And of course, before I fall asleep at night. Daily devotional, the Catholic Mom's Prayer Companion. We're going to be doing a 6-week journey together, St. Teresa's online book club. If you want to join, give me a message, aseekingheart@breadboxmedia.com. I'll hook you up. The Catholic Mom's Prayer Companion out from Ave Maria Press. I was very blessed to contribute 7 of the reflections. There's 80 contributors. I'm going to be doing that every day. And I'm also going to go back and restart Day by Day by Susan Tassoni. That is the prayer for the souls in purgatory. It's a daily reflection as well. And I've written on each page a name of somebody who's passed away. And now I'm going back in and I'm adding a second name for each day. So if you have someone, a loved one you want me to pray for, again, send me a message, Allison@breadboxmedia or aseekingheart@breadboxmedia.com. You can find me on all the social media outlets. You can find I'm a Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on Facebook, reconciledtoyou.com. Find me, send me a message. I'll pray for whoever it is you wish me to pray for. So daily devotional, pray for more than just myself. I'm kind of a selfish praying person. I know I pray for people in adoration, but my bulk of my big prayers are for myself and my family. It's time to stop being so egocentric in my prayer-centric and pray for others. I want to do the daily rosary. Not just because, you know, it's a good thing to do or a Catholic thing to do, but because Our Lady promised, Our Blessed Mother promised peace in the world through the rosary. So I want to be a part of bringing peace. The news is a little scary. Gosh knows what's going to happen in the transition to a new, you know, a new president and a new power. we really need to be praying for peace and for the Lord's intercession. So I'm going to be praying the rosary every day for peace. And in it, I'm also going to include family and friends. That was my Christmas gift this year. I didn't really want to spend money and buy or used to bake cookies. Most of my friends were on Weight Watchers with me. So I'm offering, I had daily masses. I'm having masses said for my friends. I am offering novenas for their intentions and for their family. And I'm going to pray the daily rosary. Going to be going to adoration, maybe trying to add an hour if I can. Working on the daily mass. I'm not a really good daily mass communicant, but if I really believe in the true presence, I think that that will help me, motivate me to get there more often, because the more often I receive Jesus, the more in his image I will become. You become what you eat, and I think the Eucharist, the Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity, of course, is something I want to be more like. And of course, scripture. And we're going to be doing that here in a very profound way in 2017, really diving into the scriptures and how we can live our Catholic faith in our everyday, ordinary life. Thank you for joining me for 2016, and I look forward to our journey together in 2017. You've been listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.